Every concept is physical. Every little thing you think is physical. Every past access and experience which, when it crowds up and floods over you, causes feeling or thought, is physical. Vibration and movement. The lines of light and electricity running through you. Electricity running across your brain, along nerves, down into your body. Sometimes doing what you need it to do. Often. Usually, even, which is impressive in its own right. But even if you choose to disregard words, they'll find their way in the same way that sometimes when you choose to try and disregard thoughts or sensations, they will find their way in. Your ears do still hear. Your mind still sparks. Heat, sensation, desire, certainly. But also other signals. Potential, possibility, words, so many words through your mind, and we participate in a kind of pre-editing. That's what anxiety is. It's what nerves are. But this moment is the further thing from either of those. The furthest. The simplest. The silent, peaceful repose where I admit I'm a little tranced. And blank. And all of it. A little high on urge and desire, warmth, peace, passivity. But also able to present to you a shared culmination of my own and flowing past, the two of us, in this moment very alike, as I tap, tap, tap lightly on my neck, and feel a few more thoughts vanish. And it lasts a while. A top-up lasts a while. You stir into the best position, and I would follow along in the motion, inspecting who I write into, offering what I will write to you, to be taken into you. Desire for simplicity, information, construction, deliberateness in the mnemonic of your calming, relaxing moments. Everything you might wish to know, everything you might wish to enhance or advance, exists inside your head, physical in its form, and it can be subject to a little bit of physical management. Deciphering the physical encoding of the mind is not available to us, but sending signals that take the form of words which your mind already knows, and then turn into impulses, using its tools to build the tools to modify the response, slowly and over time. That we can do. Your mind, as open as it is, creative as it is, seeing within, we all have that capacity to predict the future. It's one of the things that elevates us. Or rather, to predict the likely potential changes in the world. We take our current information and we look ahead. We compare it to our past information and sometimes a maladaptive reaction or 10 creep in. I know what it's like. And that's all that I need. To have the thin edge of the wedge that is you being aware of and acknowledging that there are patterns that you would want to change. But a little bit of co-regulatory encouragement delivered at rapid fire can be good. So, take your current information, which in this case is everything you know about me. My intentions, desires, my relationship to you, and intent for you to just have a good time, as I care what happens. And let that take you deeper. And think about how hypnofetished desire, the potential of the inner mind to explore a new space and develop a new habit and trigger a new need, even if it's just a need momentarily achieved of, oh, I need to actually relax. Oh, my body is responding to something which, like breathing, like blinking, like proceeding autonomically through the day, is just going to happen when I tap, tap, tap. Knowing that, what might I have in store for you? Your mind can presage and predict relaxation, sinking, a desire for more, intention, potential, falling just a little deeper. You know, I've always got some design, some trigger, some little thing to make someone feel better. And then maybe be better, but in this particular case, if you felt better, that'd mean a lot. A lot more than just the usual deepening, sinking, the usually night-night, the usually be blank, pet. The usual emptiness is one thing. Emptiness in the face of fire, in the face of the anxious pre-looking I mentioned, where you look forward along your timeline and, unfortunately, due to the past, you are behooved to make edits that will make it less pleasant for you, that will pull your trajectory downward. And I only ever want to see it flourish and fly. So your mind, knowing this, preemptively sends the signals which help you feel the way I'm already going to make you feel, already have begun making you feel, already have woven around you in the way I predict I will enforce the thought and desire so that you work ahead of me. Anxiety is not the only pre-editing you do to your timeline. When you're looking forward to a trance, don't you ever take a moment to zone out? To let your brain focus on the structures I tend to form, the work we have, the awareness of your desire, and knowing you want to go deep. You want to go deeper. You want to be a good listener as well. To be a praiseworthy manifestation of training and mnemonics of tap, tap, tapping your mind down. To where no matter the circumstance, you have that blank second, that thing you might do during conversations anyway, where you stare into space sometimes and are lost in your inner rebounding signals. Your mind never stops, sink more warmly. A moment to put down the rock. To realize that wherever you are, you and I have at least judged in this moment. The odds are really good that if you're tap, tap, tapping, then you've engaged in an intellectual assessment that it's okay to relax and go deep in the place you're in, and you can just zone out, blank out, feel the autonomic relaxing, the unclenching. Currently, you may be engaged in a pattern where after enough time, clenched and vigilant and aware, doing all the really very understandable survival things, the reflections of the past timeline that echo into the future. But if you've intellectually decided, it would be really good for my future trajectory if I were just zoned the hell out in this situation. Tap, tap, tap. Follow my words in their meter, their rhyme, weaving and desire, the internal logic I let loose on and with and for and alongside you. Go deeper. Night, night. Visualize this. When something happens that awakens the presumption or anticipation that you are about to enter a time that will be triggering, that will hearken backward and project the backward forward into a place where it is now instead. Tap away and think to yourself, rhythmically, slowly, methodically, now is not necessarily then. Be able to decontextualize your own brain from where it is for a sec, in response to intellectually deciding, nope, I'm going to tap out of this one. I'm going to tap out of this one and inflict back on yourself every beneficial thing that you could want, every trance that does await. After a time when you have to tap your way through, you have to tap out of the situation you're in into a mental, internal, soothing, deepening peace, you can reward yourself with trance later, and looking forward to that future event may push back to the now, reach back to the now and assist you. A mind that knows how to go a little bit deeper, knows how to follow as if I were there. That's what it is. When you're in a situation where having an emotional support hypnotist next to you would be good, tap, tap, tapping away is a way to remind yourself that I'm out there and would intend that for you. That you'd be able to just tap away from it a little. It isn't always going to help over the history of oneself. But history isn't destiny, and if it makes every time 1% better, you have no idea how overjoyed. Or maybe you do. That I would be. And maybe that's a motivator to try it. To fix that mnemonic in mind, the tapping on the back of your neck, just below the ear, or just near it. In the spot that does it best for you, and it can vary person to person, but just a percussive anchoring, a grounding. So why choose this signal? It's been with me for, what, a decade, and therefore with anyone who listens. Well, here we go. Because as much as I may or may not manage to hide it, I've been where you are. I've been in that place. And what I say to you in that place is, that place isn't the only place you can live if, over time, and with care, and encouragement, and the wholesale acceptance of your foibles, the moments where you go, yeah, I feel that way, but maybe I feel that way a little less. It's a grounding, But it's also hypnotic assistance. Never underestimate that these words are trilling through your mind, and if you are a creature of words like me, then the right turn of phrase can be a potent, potent thing. Tapping away errant thought, intrusive thought, is helpful, beneficial. But knowing that the voice behind it has been where you are and that I have said, grounding yourself in the present moment is useful because even if the present moment is a stressful moment, a moment which touches down on things that in your past or in your psychology, your uniqueness, are difficult for you. Anchoring, grounding, and saying, yeah, but maybe it could be different. Maybe if my brain were a little bit hazy and some of the walls got out of the way because of that, I'd be able to tap, tap, tap. Oh, I am able to. Finding that reserve is not just what I wish for you, but it's the purpose. Sometimes when your mind is a little too open to the possibility of pre-editing, the anxiety of future pre-editing, of catastrophization and everything else, all you really need is the reminder that I can discard that thought. I can click, click, tap, 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 and discard it. Powerfully anchoring yourself to the present moment is only useful if in the present moment you have some useful things going through your head that can help you anyway. These are they. Tap, tap, tap. My past experience is not destiny. Tap, tap, tap. I know I become habituated to thinking and acting in specific ways when I end up in situations. Tap, tap, tap. The dread can be worse than the experience. Tap, tap, tap. Which does not minimize the experience. Tap, tap, tap. But in a mode of connection where I am slumped and tranced so very deeply, night, night, pat. And I slump in the chair, and the only thing I can do is move two fingers to tap that spot. The only option available to me is to tap, 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 reducing a million options of panic to one moment of clarity of you are in connection with and thinking the way my brain is thinking right now. The monotropic flow to one idea, one thought, getting into tunnels of enjoyable we are together. A soothing thought against which, at least our solidarity, can repel all externals which would beat in vain. Tap, tap, tap. You are with me in this. And if my voice is the voice of your thoughts, just go with it. If my voice is flowing in and helpful, just take it. If you were presented with a choice between deep hypnotic surrender, the kind of thing you're going to shudder at later, the kind of thing that I could use to take you wonderful places, but I'm really just using to help out. If you could choose between that and the situation you're in, I think you're going to tap, tap, tap yourself into a profound relaxation where input and output are unnecessary, a profound sinking that is, yes, joy and delight. But it's with me, and really all I intend for you are the very best things. So take that, propel that, use that, carry that with you. Through all your days, the option that you can reach back and know that you have been participating in pre-editing your future or present experience based on the past. And instead, you can just interrupt and discard, interrupt and discard, interrupt and discard by tap, 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 zoning out. The worst consequence it could have is that you'll end up making yourself very vulnerable to that trigger if I used it as fuel for future fun. And I kind of think that's only a win-win-win. Tap, 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 the percussive grounding, but also zoning. People think this grounds you in the present moment, but to me, it's always been a drumbeat. Tap, 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 metronomal. 1, 2, 3, night, night, pet. Be blank, pet. Empty your head. Loop back through. The more times you do it, the more often you do it, the more powerfully you do it, you may very well end up with a habit and a need, with an enjoyment of feeling the tap, 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 drown out thought, discard thought, leave you blank. Turning yourself into someone who, in a moment that would ordinarily be stressful, ordinarily be useless, is instead a useful, pliable, your emotional support hypnotist could reach out, pat you on the back, and say, this moment is not all other moments because I'm in it. And the fun we get up to is its own unique space for you. I am holding space for you to feel what you feel, and have it not be destiny. The past moments that attempt to touch this one like reaching tendrils forward from the dark, they may succeed, but that doesn't mean they get to use this moment as a repeater, an amplifier. Because if I am here echoing in you, repeating in you, telling you, I care what happens with today, and you tap, 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 like confirmation clicking with me, like accepting that you're gonna let me help, which is really hard. Really hard, trust me. If you tap, tap, tap yourself into that place, it can become much easier to acknowledge. While the tendrils of your past experience reach to here, and they lock you into a way of maybe thinking, maybe feeling, and maybe you can only be made to feel 1 or 2 or 3% better by tapping away. If that reduces the purchase of the past reaching forward so this moment is no longer an amplifier, but instead a pure positive memory with me, with my words, that you could tell me about, hey, this actually helped, weird. Well, don't be surprised. If that makes me smile and turns this into a positive, fixed moment where all externals beat in vain, because all you need do is tap, tap, and discard. And through this, you may have heard a periodic creak as I settle on my seat. I ordinarily keep it out of recordings, but the idea of you so thoroughly enmeshed in, absorbed in, so thoroughly touched by a moment where you tapped and tapped and tapped has me sinking in my chair so much I can move my lips and I'll maybe be able to stop the recording at the end to trim it. But anything beyond that is slumping so heavily in my seat that it would surprise anyone who saw me. So your mission, your action item, is to tap, tap, tap in no matter where you are, having intellectually decided this would be really good for me. Tap, tap, tap yourself into a state where you display so much physiological indicia of trance that people seeing you will be both confused and a little bit jealous. But then, as you will have intellectually decided it's okay to be there, it's okay to do that, they'll understand. Do what needs to be done. And you will pass through a moment that could have been an amplifier of the tendrils reaching forward from your past, and has instead become an amplifier of, hey, what if you slipped under for her just a little harder next time? What if, when I say night-night, pet, you tap, tap, tapped with the last of your strength, and we amplified, rebounded, rubber-banded, pushed you down? Pleasantly, unaware of your surroundings, unable to form fixative negative experiences because being here with me is so fucking positive for you. Which is me relishing what I think is a true fact, not me giving you some hypnotic instruction. I think it's good for you, and if you want to make the nerd behind the keyboard over here smile sometime, tap your way through something difficult, blank out, make the normies stare in jealousy, confused as to what's even going on if you're in some stressful outside place, even if it's only a momentary rush of deep breathing. And give in to it in a way that is actually giving forward, giving to yourself. Sometimes charity to yourself, the long hard work of developing charity to yourself, begins with a mnemonic that stands in for the moments you set aside to be yourself, whether it's with me, alone, or in a place that is yours, to learn to carry that place with you into the outer world, that place where you are your best self and it's there. Because seeing that best self shine through ain't hard. But you only do it when you don't know you're doing it. Like someone in a story who has some hidden potential or power, but can only do it naturally, instinctively. You already sometimes carry with you into the outside, even for fleeting moments, the awareness of who and what you are, which is the you are when you're at home. It's so incredibly difficult to raise my arm and do this, but I think you should know. Tap, tap, tap. That beneficial slumping and a mnemonic awareness of your own ability to future edit an experience and say, no, this moment is not a repeater for my past negatives. It is nothing other than a positive moment shared. As someone who really cares what happens to you. And you can't control when you care about what happens to someone. You see an animal and you're like, I really hope that snail has a great day. You look at your cat and you're overwhelmed with some joyous flood. You can't control how much you care about someone, even if you don't know their inner life, and you don't know your cat's inner life, trust me. But it would be a fun book to read or write. So understand that the connection betwixt us is, if you had a better day and I knew about it, that would make mine. And one of the ways to do that is for me to find reserve of strength enough to raise an arm that will scarce raise because of how many doses deep I am. And I hope you're in the same place. The next time you hear this and every time after, you have permission to tap when I do. Let's see how synchronized we can get, as long as it's safe to tap. Night-night, Pat. And again, thanks for listening.